Christ is in our midst. If you would permit me, I would like to read back over a section of the gospel that we just heard today, because I think it has immense and essential importance in what I hope to convey in this homily today. And that section is right at the beginning of today's gospel reading by St. Matthew, where St. Matthew says, "At that time, as Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them," and this is the important part, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately, they left their nets and they followed him. Follow me. These were the first words that our Lord spoke to the first of the disciples when he was calling his disciples to him. And they were also the last words that Jesus conveyed to the disciples in the Gospel of St. John. Follow me. Few other words or statements, my friend, convey and capture the true meaning of what it means to be an Orthodox Christian than these two words. Words that our Lord first addressed the disciples with, and the last words he used to depart from them. Follow me. The whole point to the calling of the disciples, my friends, is that it was not only for them personally when Christ was calling them, but it is also the call to us personally. When Christ called his first disciples, the same calling stands before us today. The same calling over 2,000 years ago stands before us today. Follow me. As God chose the Israelite people, just as he chose the 12 disciples, so he has chosen us. He has chosen us to be his people, to be his disciples, to be his fellow workers, to be his followers. And as our Lord says in the Gospel of St. John, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and in that fruit, and that your fruit should abide." But I have to say, dearly beloved, that just because God chooses us doesn't free us from any part in his choice on our behalf. God choosing of us is not a one-way street, but a two-way street in which we return our choice of him. You see, he chooses us, and so we choose him. We must respond to the choice, that his choice of us. Now, I know that we may have all heard this before at some point, and maybe I've even said it once or twice, but God is not a puppet master pulling the strings of us, his puppets. He's not a puppet master pulling us this way or pulling us that way. We have a choice, and that choice is called our free will. We must also choose. So he addresses us today with the same invitation he extended to those fishermen. Follow me. Will we choose this or will we not? And just like those fishermen who became the pillars of the faith, this too is the most important decision that we will ever make. Our choice to follow him isn't a one and done deal, but a decision that we must make every moment of our lives. We can choose to hear his voice, or we can choose not to hear His voice. There's a story that I'd like to share pretty quickly. A story of three shepherds in the Holy Land that brought their flocks to the same watering hole just outside the gates of Jerusalem every day. And after the flock drank their fill, the first respective shepherd called out, "Minah." And I may be saying that wrong, and Simon and Rollo can correct me if I'm not. Which in Arabic means "to follow me." Now the respective flock each turned and they followed the shepherd. The second respective shepherd did the same thing, each turning obediently and following their shepherd up the hillside. Now a group of American tourists were standing just off to the side of this watering hole, and they saw this happening. Now one of the tourists went to the remaining shepherd and asked if he could call out to the flock, because he wanted to see what would happen if he responded in the same manner. And the remaining shepherd agreed. But when the tourist called out to the sheep, nothing happened. The sheep did not know the voice of this stranger. So the tourist asked the shepherd, "Will they follow no one but you?" The shepherd replied, "Yes, but sometimes a sheep will get sick and then it will follow anyone." There are many strange voices out there in this world, dearly beloved. Many voices calling out to us to lead us down a path of destruction. But let us not be confused by these voices, no matter how they sound, because they can even sound like a truth in and of themselves. But let us recognize the voice of our true shepherd, Christ. "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me," says the Lord. The call of the Lord to follow me is a personal one that He makes to each of us, and it requires a personal response from each and every single one of us. And those that hear the call and choose to respond back are those that follow Christ, and they pattern their life and their hearts after Him. If we choose to follow our Lord, my friends, the Lord draws us into the most personal and the most closest relationship with Him we could ever imagine. When Christ called the disciples, He did not call perfect men. He did not call men of high Jewish society, but He called fishermen, the lowly, the bottom of Jewish society. He called sinners. He called men who at one moment would say that they would die for Christ, but at the next minute would deny Him. Men who are ambitious, men who are self-seeking in their thinking by asking Jesus for the chief seats in the kingdom, men such as St. Matthew, who was a tax collector and was despised by the Jews and considered a traitor by His own people. So why did our Lord choose men to be His closest friends and ultimately the pillars of the faith? Because God chooses imperfect people. He chooses us, the sinner, the most unlikely people. God does not call us for what we are. He chooses us for what He can make us. By calling out the disciples to Him, He took common men and He made them into uncommon men. It is by the following of Christ that we become uncommon people. But as you have heard me say many times before, it isn't always easy to follow Christ. And nothing in this world is easy. But we should not always be looking for what is easy, my friends, but something that can give us true peace, something worth living for, something worth giving our lives to. And only Christ Himself can give us that. But it does cost us something. It does cost us something. It costs the disciples everything. But I have to say that it will cost us something much more. Much more. If we choose not to make our way through this life without following Christ, it will cost us something much more. If we do not answer Christ's call to follow Him, we will fall for the things that are indeed meant to distract us and to draw us away from that truth. A Christian, and I'll end with this, is a person that strives to be a follower of Christ, who strives to be perfect as Christ is perfect. I say strive because none of us do this particularly well. None of us succeed at this very well. But as St. Paul says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have succeeded, but I press on." In following Christ, we will fall many, many, many times. But the thing is, we cannot stay falling. Through repentance and by the grace of God, we shall rise, and we must rise after each fall and continue to follow Christ. I pray that we all shall continue each and every day to heed His call to follow me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.